This month, U.S. Senate Democrats got another colleague in Minnesota, Senator Al Franken, which pushed them to the supermajority number of 60. That's how many votes it takes to shut down a filibuster. There are now technically 58 Democrats and 2 independents who caucus with them. But exactly what the impact will be of the Democrats' supermajority is up in the air. Alaska's Democratic Senator Mark Begich says it could be useful in shutting down Republican-led filibusters on occasion, but he says mostly Democrats march to the tune of their own drums. He says it may end up giving moderate Democrats like himself more power since they'll be the swing vote in the party.
If you listen to the Republican leadership of their political arm, what they're saying is 60 is dangerous to the country. Well, that's your assumption is that all 60 of us, you know, walk off, you know, onto issues all the same way. We don't. And so that's an assumption that really doesn't work. But the higher it gets to 60, the more capacity the moderate Democrats have to forge elements of the agenda.
However, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says being a moderate Democrat is not an enviable position right now.
There's a lot of expectations on the Democrats now that you've got 60, you can make this happen. I don't think I would want to be a moderate Democrat in this Congress with these big ticket items that we have in front of us.
Murkowski and Begich both say at this point they don't see the Democrats' gain of a 60th seat having a dramatic impact on Alaska issues. John Katz, the director of the state's Washington, D.C. office, says many of today's hot-button topics are falling along regional rather than party lines.
I can't think of any Alaska issues at the moment where there's going to be a neat compilation of 60 Democratic votes. The issues facing Alaska and Congress right now are pretty complicated: climate change, energy policy, health care reform, various other bills of similar ilk.
Katz says there are some issues that will likely break down along party lines with only a few defectors, including confirmation votes and issues like the economic stimulus package.